The poet Jane Kenyon has said, "It's the poet's job to put into words those feelings we all have that are so deep, so important, and yet so difficult to name, to tell the truth in such a beautiful way that people cannot live without it." For me, a good poem draws my attention to something that might have otherwise escaped my notice, and sometimes it reveals it to be sacred. My sister, Kathy Stout, is a poet. A few years ago, sitting at my kitchen table, she shared one of her poems called Lenten Villanelle. That poem drew my attention, and it also sang to me. I asked her then if I might try to set it to music, and she said, sure. This February, while I was on sabbatical, I had the time to weave those snippets of a melody that the poem had sung to me into a choral piece. It seems too soon to let the winter go. It was exactly the season which the poem described, that time known in Gaelic as Imbolc, between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. It was a time of deep creativity for me, as it was for Kathy when she wrote the poem. And so I'm happy to introduce my sister, the poet, Kathy Stout, who will read Lenten Villanelle.
Lenten Villanelle. It seems too soon to let the winter go. The season turns, but still I want to stay. Something is stirring deep beneath the snow. The barren landscape beckons me to slow my walking, notice hues of gray. It seems too soon to let the winter go. The gray of beech bark gives a silvery glow as clinging dry leaves rustle, shine, and play. Something is taking root beneath the snow. Days lengthen, and the light begins to grow more spring-like. In the holly, robins play. It seems too soon to let the winter go. The early signs of life emerge now. Slow forsythia buds and snowdrops want to say something is stirring deep beneath the snow. In winter's bareness, words have space to grow. I'll welcome spring's abundance, but today it seems too soon to let the winter go. Something is taking root and stirring deep beneath the snow.
Those of us who love poetry know that a single poem can change your life. It can redirect you. It can bring out things you never knew were within you. It can make you do work you never chose for yourself. The poem that I'm going to read by Wendell Berry is one of those poems. I heard it for the first time about 25 years ago, and it was one of those poems that stopped me in my tracks and showed me that there was different work to do and that there was another path to take. I've come back to it over and over the years. It has been a beacon for me, a touchstone. They have been words that have spurred me on and given me courage. Now, I didn't grow up in a family that was particularly interested in poetry. My father did love the poems of Robert W. Service, many of them set in the Yukon, the most famous of which is The Cremation of Sam McGee. And so I grew up thinking that poetry was this long, involved thing that had to rhyme and that was slightly contrived, but was also delicious in its own way. And he would go about slightly frightening his children by repeating The Cremation of Sam McGee. But that was enough of a seed to say, well, maybe I should listen to a little more poetry. Maybe I should pay attention. So the time that I heard the manifesto, the Mad Farmer Liberation Front, was purely by accident. I was visiting Star King School for the Ministry in Berkeley, California, as a young adult. I had felt called to the ministry for some years. I had discovered this amazing faith called Unitarian Universalism, and that door was opening beautifully to my leadership in this fine old faith. And I was visiting seminaries. I'd visited Harvard and Andover Newton, and I'd gone to Berkeley specifically to visit Star King School for the Ministry. I figured it was the lowest on my list of choices, you know, it being Berkeley and all. And not very much like Montana or even Portland, Oregon, where I was living. And so I went and I looked at the school, and they were very gracious and they showed me around. And one of the things that you could do if you were visiting was that you could sit in on a class. And there was an evening class on poetry. And it was the only class that was being offered during the time frame that I was there. So I said, okay, how bad could it be? I went to that class and I don't even remember who was teaching it. I have no idea what else went on. But I do know that one part of this class, someone read this poem. And it was that moment that I knew that something different was required of me. And so I went to Star King. And it changed my life. And I'm in the process of just passing it along. So here's Wendell Berry's manifesto, The Mad Farmer Liberation Front. Love the quick profit, the annual raise, vacation with pay. Want more of everything ready-made. Be afraid to know your neighbors and to die, and you will have a window in your head. Not even your future will be a mystery anymore. Your mind will be punched in a card and shut away in a little drawer. When they want you to buy something, they will call you. When they want you to die for profit, they will let you know. So friends, every day do something that won't compute. Love the Lord, love the world, work for nothing. Take all that you have and be poor. Love someone who does not deserve it. Denounce the government and embrace the flag. Hope to live in that free republic for which it stands. Give your approval to all you cannot understand. Praise ignorance, for what man has not encountered, he has not destroyed. Ask the questions that have no answers. Invest in the millennium. Plant sequoias. Say that your main crop is the forest that you did not plant and that you will not live to harvest. say that the leaves are harvested when they have rotted into the mold, call that prophet. Prophesy such returns. Put your faith in the 2 inches of humus that will build under the trees every 1,000 years. Listen to carrion. Put your ear close and hear the faint chattering of the songs that are to come. Expect the end of the world. Laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. So long as women do not go cheap for power, please women more than men. Ask yourself, will this satisfy a woman satisfied to bear a child? Will this disturb the sleep of a woman near to giving birth? Go with your love to the fields. Lie easy in the shade. Rest your head in her lap. Swear allegiance to what is nighest among your thoughts. As soon as the generals and the politicos can predict the motions of your mind, lose it. Leave it as a sign to mark the false trail, the way you didn't go. Be like the fox who makes more tracks than necessary, some in the wrong direction. Practice resurrection. Now we'll hear from our And then there is a whole other type of poetry. There are poems that delight and amaze, poems that are funny and that are silly, poems that are slightly off color, poems that are not earnest in the slightest. And we need these poems too, because we need to be remembered that life is beautiful and life is silly and life is full of unexpected joys. And life, if we could just get over ourselves, would be so much easier. If we could just notice what is in front of our faces, if we could just pause long enough, if we could just stop our hurry to notice, we would notice its beauty and its sweetness. The poem that I return to year after year, just about at this time, is by the poet Lee Young Lee. This is her poem, From Blossoms. From blossoms comes this brown paper bag of peaches we bought from the boy at the bend in the road where we turned toward a sign painted peaches. From laden boughs, from hands, from sweet fellowship in the bins, comes nectar at the roadside, succulent peaches we devour, dusty skin and all. Comes the familiar dust of summer, dust we eat. Oh, to take what we love inside, to carry within us an orchard, to eat not only the skin but the shade, not only the sugar but the days, to hold the fruit in our hands, adore it, then bite into the round jubilance of peach. There are days we live as if death were nowhere in the background. From joy to joy to joy, from wing to wing, from blossom, to impossible blossom, to sweet impossible blossom.